This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm on the south coast of Iceland once again. I'm very close to the town of Kirkjubæjarklaustur. Not quite there. I'm in the new and much improved building which houses the visitor centre, one of the visitor centres for those who are interested in visiting Vatnajökull, the glacier, the vast glacier in the southeast of the country. Fanny is my guide today. Hello.
Hi.
So this is a new building that we're in. It smells new, it looks new, it's lovely.
Yes, it is fairly new. We opened our doors in October, roughly more than a year ago. But we are still working on, you know, the finishing part. So it's something new every day, almost.
Yes, and I mean, it seems like a big change from the last one, because I was telling you before we switched on the microphone, I drove to the old one, which is in the town, mm-hmm. by mistake. Which is much, much smaller than this, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was also, we had this possibility to be in there, but that is a house that the municipality owns and is also used for all kinds of gatherings. Yes. So we were a little bit like the annoying, you know, part in there, because we kind of stood in the way that we could use this house, yes. for more opportunities. So. But we are really lucky. We are moved across the river, and now we are also near to the road number one. Mm. So actually now when you come, as you noticed, when you come from the west, we are the first sign that you see of the national park.
Yes.
You
know, I'm surprised I missed it, because that sign was right there. Just blindly following the sat-nav was my mistake. So we're in this wonderful new building, as we say. And what's the purpose of this then? Is this to keep people safe? Is it to feed their interest in the glacier?
Well, all of that and much more, I think. It is, you know, our responsibility is to give information about the area, and we want actually guests to come here when they are going, you know, on the road. They can come here, they will get information about the area, also during the summertime while they are going up in the highlands. We really like that people come or call us and get information about the rivers, about, you know, if it's safe to travel at that time. So we try to have always new information that are handy for people when they're traveling around. And then also, of course, a lot of information about the area, about the culture, about the nature. So a big part of the job of everyone in the national park is to educate, yes. and give information.
And it seems like everyone who works here has got a real passion for the area, so they want to share their knowledge and their enthusiasm.
Yeah, we are kind of a cult sometimes.
I wasn't going to go that far. No, we're having our conversation at the beginning of December. It's very cold, very crisp here today. You are open throughout the winter. Fewer visitors at this time of year, I guess, but you still get some.
There are fewer visitors this time of year. Still, we had around 3,000 guests in November.
Okay.
I haven't checked the numbers for the last couple of days. But then it's also, you know, the weather, you know, plays a big role. Sometimes if we have bad weather around us, then people come to take shelter and wait, you know, until it gets better condition on the road. And then when we have like now, because we have had bad weather last couple of days, now the weather is good. Now everyone is outside trying to get as much glimpse of nature when it's bright as possible.
Very little wind today, at least there was little wind earlier on. It's very clear. There is no snow, there's no rain. So this is a good chance for people to experience what's going on outside. There is an exhibition on here in the new house at the moment, which details how the glacier has changed and how this area has been developed. But there's a new exhibition coming, I think, in April, you said.
Yes, and we are really excited about it. We were really lucky to get this exhibition. We have it temporarily here until we get our own. But right now we are designing and, you know, finishing the material for exhibition that is actually about our nature here and our culture in this area, which is, you know, a very interesting story, actually, because we are in such a volcanic, you know, active belt.
Yes.
So there has been a lot of There's a lot of interesting stories. We don't have, even though we have a big house, we don't have walls enough for everything I want to say.
Now, talking of the volcanic activity in this part of the country, a lot of people outside of Iceland are always surprised when there's an eruption on the Reykjanes Peninsula, mm-hmm. but the airport stays open. You can fly right over that eruption and you can land and you can take off without any difficulty. The reason, of course, is that those are fissure eruptions. Mm-hmm. They happen on the ground. If there were to be an eruption under a glacier here, as we saw back in 2010, that's when you start to get difficulties with travel, with air travel.
Yeah, you would get a lot of difficulties. And also, you know, it doesn't actually have to be under the glacier, because like the big eruption in 1783, the Laki eruption, from where you see all these enormous lava fields around here, were not beneath the glacier. Still, we had so much ash in the air that it actually affected big part of just all the northern part of the hemisphere. We are, you know, we don't get this little cute eruptions here that you can just sit by and, you know, eat your picnic. Here we will have a lot of ash in the air, we will have darkness and a lot of things going on.
And we don't know when or if that is going to happen, but it could.
Oh, yeah, it could.
Well, maybe that's something that the new exhibition will talk about.
It will talk about that, and it will talk about, you know, this, because we actually have the two biggest eruptions that we know of in historical times. Just on the both sides of Skaftá, the innocent river that flows, you know, by the visitor center. So there is a lot, and also because it's not only the eruptions, it's also like these enormous sandy plains that you have to drive through when you come here and when you go east. They are there because of the glacier rivers that are always, you know, they are almost never peaceful. They're peaceful today because it's cold and it's snowy. But they are also, you know, making a big impact on their environment.
Yes. And you were talking as well about the importance of the culture of the area as well as the nature. How important is that, and how will you expand on that?
I think you actually can't talk about one of these things without talking about the other ones, because if you are living through generations with an active nature like this, you will have to, you know, you will have to grow a lot of resilience, you know.
Yes.
You will have to adapt to ever-changing things in nature if you really want to stay here, you know. So I think it's, we are a little bit a part of the landscape, I think, you know. We get like intertwined with what's going on in the nature. So.
And what do visitors say when they come here and they report back to you about the day they've had and all the sights that they've seen?
Oh, we like that so much. When people come and they're maybe like camping in the village or something, and it's actually started in COVID, because then the Icelandic people came, and also people came and they stopped longer, you know, in one area. And then they came and they asked, you know, what can we do today? And we give them some information. And then when they would come next day and said, oh, we did that, and that was so great. What can we do today?
Yes.
And that was something, it's really nice.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned COVID. I wasn't here during COVID, but Icelanders did rediscover their own country, I think, didn't they? They were able to go to so many sort of tourist attractions or places that tourists go to without the same sort of numbers, and they had a great chance to explore their own country.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was that, and also maybe because then we had a different group of the Icelandic people that were used to using the summer vacation maybe to travel abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So there were so many that came and said, we used to do this in the old days, or, you know, we used to do this with our parents, but I haven't been here for 40 years.
Yes.
And so that was also exciting.
And is that still happening? You're finding that Icelanders are coming here to explore this part of the country?
Yeah, the Icelanders, they are where the sun shines. So when we have the nice weather, we'll have a lot of Icelandic people. It really differs between the years. It's just how the weather forecast is when we have summer vacation.
Yeah, so
that is more, you know, dependent on the weather.
If they're not here, they'll be in the Canary Islands.
Yeah, or, you know, if the weather is bad here, they will be up north or vice versa. You know.
Well, it's a wonderful facility. It's definitely worth stopping. You are, of course, right on Route 1, as you say. So even if you aren't really, or if you don't think you've got an interest in this particular area and this glacial area, definitely worth stopping here, particularly once the new exhibition's in place in April.
Yeah, and then there's one thing also that I don't know if you noticed when you came here, there's a possibility to go up to the roof. You can walk up on the roof.
I didn't know that was possible.
Great view, okay. All around. You can see Hvannadalshnjúkur and you can see, you know, all the surroundings from there. And it's also very nice if you're driving through in nighttime, when yes. If you like to look at the northern lights, then it's much safer to stop on our car park. We have this huge place to stop on and go up to the roof. There are no lights, you know, to interrupt, and you're much safer than on the part of the roads, you know.
And it's been quite a good season so far for Northern Lights, hasn't it?
It has been great.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah. And there's also just a lot of stars, and because it has been so still weather.
Well, lots to look forward to then. A busy year ahead, a great year ahead, I think, here in 2025 at the Centre. Fanny, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you.
Through English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.